If you have a wet basement, you've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Kohler Power, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the to-dos you'd like to get done around your house. So what's on that list? What projects are you working on? I love this time of year. The leaves are just in full fall bloom around my part of the country. It happens here a little bit later than the rest of the country because we're kind of close to sea level. But, man, it's just so gorgeous. I can't wait to get out on the weekend and get some projects done around my house. If you got some projects you'd like to take on but maybe need a little help to get going, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Hey, coming up on today's show, wouldn't it be nice now that it's chilly out, if you can get some hot water out of your garden hose for cleaning projects, like maybe washing your car or washing your pet or maybe cleaning your siding. Well, now you can thanks to a very cool new hose nozzle invented by Rheem. It just slips right in your garden hose and delivers a continuous stream of hot water. We'll explain how it works just ahead.
And I know Tom's talking about fall, but hey, you guys, let's talk about winter snowstorms. I mean,
no,
really.
Boo.
It's no around snow. The corner. You know, but it was funny. When I was a kid, like, we didn't have any fancy snow removal devices. Like, I was the snow thrower. Like, all the neighborhood kids were like, hey, let me help you shovel. So, you know, these days, it's a lot different. You know, shoveling snow is a chore that I personally don't want to be doing anymore. So we're going to share some tips on how you can choose a snowblower that's going to make that chore a lot easier.
And if you'd like to improve your home's insulation and feel comfortable all winter long, the attic in your home is definitely the place to start. But for DIYers, it's also one of the easiest places to add insulation. We're going to share tips on an insulation option that delivers absolutely instant warmth in just a bit.
But first, what are you guys working on? I can't even believe I'm saying we're like halfway into November. Like, well, how is this happening so quickly? I mean, I'm super excited that it's almost Thanksgiving and Christmas as I whisper to you guys, but it's just going too fast. So how can we help you get your house ready for all of the stuff that's about to be coming through your front door? So let us know what you're working on. Let us know how we can help you because we are standing by to do so.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you give us a call with your question, we'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat because we've got a handy set of 5-in-1 staple guns to give away to one caller at random. They are from Arrow, and they're worth about $85. So give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it on this beautiful fall weekend. Leslie, who's first?
Heading to Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, we've got Randy on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I've got an older bathroom, and I want to take the tub out and the shower kit and install a more of a handicap-type shower kit.
Okay.
I'm getting about 60 years old, so I want to kind of go ahead and make it handicapped.
Prepare for the future, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
Have something
not?
To hold on to anyway, you know.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. So, you know, there are prefabricated, accessible one-piece shower unit designs that are a possibility. But if you want to build something that's maybe a little more customized, a little nicer, maybe you want to have a built-in bench and do it with tile, I would tell you to take a look at Schluter Systems. Now, Schluter is a company that makes a whole host of tile underlayments, and they have a system that's called Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I. And the Kerdi system has components for every piece of that shower assembly, and it's designed to basically go together so that you don't have any leakage whatsoever. Once it's all installed, then you basically tile over top of the whole thing. And the part that really is where the sort of the rubber meets the road when it comes to water integrity are all of those different types of seams and the shower pans and such. And with the Curti system, that's all eliminated. It's all built in together so it works well together. So take a look at Schluter Systems, and in particular their line of products called Curti. And I think you'll find a system there that will give you everything that you need to accomplish this as quickly and easily as possible. And you'll also have something that just will not leak, and it will be there for the ages.
Hey, that sounds great. I'll sure take a look at that.
All right, Randy. Good luck with that project.
Thanks a lot.
All right, now we've got Sarah on the line with Foggy Windows. What's going on?
We have Anderson window on our sliding door in our patio. The rest of the windows in the house, we can't seem to find a brand, but they fog over. We have dealt with this for 2 or 3 years. I have to clean them every day to keep the moisture off them. Do we need to get new windows, or how do we solve this?
So unfortunately, Sarah, this is pretty common with windows. When you have thermal paint windows and you have a failed thermal paint seal, it's the seal between the glass, then moisture gets in between that glass, and then it condenses on the inside of the surface, and it leaves some of its mineral salts behind, and that's why you get this kind of ugly, gray, dirty-looking fog. There's nothing you can do to remove that. It's inside between the panes of glass. And the reason you're getting condensation is because that window is now not insulating. See, when these windows are built, normally they have a seal inside, and the seal basically keeps that interior of the window between the glass in a vacuum. And to supplement that vacuum, manufacturer adds an insulating gas like argon in there. So you've pretty much eliminated all that in these windows at this point, or the windows have eliminated it, I should say. And as a result, the warm, moist air inside your house hits that cold glass. It cools and releases its moisture, and that's why you're always kind of mopping up after these damp windows. Unfortunately, I think the best thing to do here is to replace the windows. I don't think, while it's possible to find a manufacturer that can make new sealed thermal paint sealed windows for you, it's probably not going to be more expensive than actually replacing the window. There's a lot of options in replacement windows today. Generally, you know, they're a lot easier to install than they ever were before. And you don't have to do the whole house at once. You know, do the north side first if you're concerned about cold and trying to keep warmer. Do the north side first, and if you want to cut down on the air conditioning, do the south side first. That's kind of the way you should approach this systematically. And one more thing to look for in any of those windows, just make sure you get in a window that's Energy Star rated. That's going to mean it's real efficient and will definitely do the job going forward. And hopefully those windows will last a lot longer without any seals failing again.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What's going on, you guys? What are you working on this beautiful fall, almost holiday weekend? Well, whatever it is, let us lend you a hand. Here's a cool one. Would you like to get some hot water out of your garden hose with absolutely no plumbing needed to make that happen? I sort of love this idea. There are so many things you could be doing with warm water outside. So we're going to share a new product that does just that next.
Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. LuxRock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com, here to help you take on the to-dos you want to get done around your house. If you've got a home improvement question, we'd love for you to go to MoneyPit.com/ask. If you do that, we'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat because we've got a great product to give away. Actually, 2 products to give away because we've got a set of them. It's the Arrow 5-in-1 Manual Staple and Nail Gun. You can keep one and give away the other one as a gift. It's a great multi-purpose tool. It's going to handle a variety of projects like crafts and wire stapling and carpentry. It's even got high and low power settings so you can adjust how deep the fastener gets driven. And it's comfortable to use, which is going to save you some time and effort. So the value of these 2 products is $86, but we're going to give them away to maybe you if you reach out with your question, again, at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Randy who's looking for a way to pressure wash his home. What's going on?
What is the best way to pressure wash 30-year-old mildew-stained siding that is pet-friendly? If you can help me out on that, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Randy, so that's totally doable, and one product that I like is Simple Green. Now, Simple Green is great because it's very environmentally friendly, but they actually have a special formula for pressure washers. It's called Simple Green Total Outdoor Cleaner, and this particular product is actually rated by the EPA as a climate-friendly product, so that means it's safe for pets, it's safe for landscaping, and so on. Not terribly expensive either. It's about $20 a gallon, and you could just put that right into the detergent tank on the pressure washer, and you'll be good to go.
Now we've got Rosalie on the line who's looking for ways to make her home more accessible. Tell us about it.
I'm looking to install an elevator in a 2-story house.
You know, that's actually becoming very common, installing elevators in houses. It used to be something that was thought of as impossible, but now with advanced technology, it's entirely possible. It takes the same space as, say, a small coat closet. It operates, you know, you're not going to have 5 people in it. It operates designed for a single person or maybe a person and an aide. I would make sure it's big enough for a wheelchair because that could happen in your future. And you just got to block out the space for it. So the first question is, where do you want to put it? And, you know, do you have access to this first floor of the elevator without having to go up the landing of the elevator without having to go up any steps or make sure there's a ramp there? And then you need to carve out the space for it for the 2 stories or whatever, however number of stories you're going to have for this, and it can be installed. I actually helped my cousin who had an elevator put in his house. He was impacted by a very severe hurricane in the Northeast and lost a good part of his house. And when he rebuilt, he planned in an elevator space. And the only issue we had was that it was basically accessible from ground level, and there was a small pit underneath of it for, you know, some of the controls and I guess the springs or the motors or whatever, and that pit used to fill with water. It was something that he hadn't thought about, but being on the shore, I guess that was something they probably should have, or at least his architect should have told him. So we designed a pump and found this, helped him install a pump and found one that fit perfectly underneath the elevator to keep that pit dry. But I'm telling you, it's a tried and true technology today, and there's no reason you can't do it.
All right, I hope that helps you out and gets you around the house a little bit easier.
Well, guys, do you enjoy the flexibility of using your garden hose for tasks like washing your car, your patio, or even giving the family dog a bath before letting those muddy paws get inside? Well, now there's a new product on the market called Hot Wave that extends this cleaning capability by providing hot water wherever and whenever you need it.
Yeah, and here's how it works. Now, Hot Wave attaches to your garden hose and provides a continuous stream of hot water on demand. I mean, you know, turn on the faucet, hot water. How fantastic is that outside? You're going to have complete control of water temperature, spray pattern, and the pressure in an easy-to-use sprayer. This is amazing.
Yeah, there are 4 spray patterns to choose from, so you can choose exactly which pattern you need. And it's powered by, think of it as a miniature tankless electric water heater. Same technology, so the temperature of the water going in is going to affect the temperature of the water coming out. But since it makes hot water as you need it, you'll basically never run out of hot water.
Yeah, and Hot Wave has so many uses and really can tackle tough jobs like cleaning your patio to even the more gentle jobs like washing your favorite furry friend out of doors. I mean, I love this idea. I always wanted to give the dog a bath outside, but I always feel so badly that the water's freezing. So, like, this is amazing. And the other thing, I know it's not summertime yet, but do you remember when you would, like, break out the kiddie pool and your mom would boil teapots of water to add to the super cold water that came from the faucet, and you'd be like, I can't go in just yet. But with Hot Wave, you can get that perfect, like, kiddie pool temperature right away. So, you know, yet another way to spoil our children.
Hot Wave retails for $239 at Amazon.com and at Rheem.com/Hot Wave. I think, personally, it would make a fantastic holiday gift. Hint, hint to my family that's probably listening.
I'll send her a note. Don't worry. I'll let Sue know. Heading out to Chicago, where we've got Caesar on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Hi, guys. We bought a house here in Chicago in the summer, and over the summer we had some contractors come in and help us move the washer and dryer to where now they're backed up against a wall that the other side is outside. And so the drain pipe is now facing the other side of the drain pipe is outside, and it's freezing. The freezing cold temperatures here in Chicago. And so we think that they just didn't insulate or under-insulated. And so I was wondering, is there a DIY project around insulating? I know that, you know, you can get guys to come in and do an injection or maybe even blow in. It all sounds like a lot, but this is a wall that's only like 8x8. So I was wondering if there's something maybe easier that I could do as far as insulation goes.
So you say the drain pipe is freezing. What about the supply lines?
Funny enough, no problems with the supply lines. We were running the washer, and the water was going into the washer just fine. But then we saw flooding actually coming because it was obviously when it tried to drain, all the water was coming out.
Wherever that trap is, it's the U-shaped portion of the pipe, the water just sits there, and it must be being exposed to the exterior temperatures. And this pipe is inside that wall, because if it's a normal 2x4 wall, you don't have a lot of space left for insulation. What they should have done is they should have put a piece of foam insulation, like the foil-faced foam, just like backing up against the sheathing, right, against the sheathing. And then the pipe could have been in front of that, and you would have had at least a thermal bridge between the exterior and the cavity. So right now, that's probably the coldest spot in the whole exterior wall where that pipe is, because that takes a lot. I have rarely heard of this happening, Caesar. But unfortunately, there's going to be no easy way to fix this except for cutting open the drywall and doing it right. So you'll have to pull the washer out of there. And what I would try to do is I would try to surgically cut out the drywall on the center of the studs. So you're going to have a stud to the right of the pipe, a stud to the left of the pipe, and you want to cut it right down the middle of that stud so you retain that other half of the wood as a nailing edge, right?
Ah, gotcha. So I'm just exposing that bay and cutting
correct
so that I can cut put the same piece of drywall back in easily. Okay.
Well, that's optimistic.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you'll be able to put the same piece of drywall back in.
Okay.
You're probably going to have to get a new piece. I would probably only do this from the height, the top of the pipe down. We can hope that there's insulation above that. I mean, once you get it open, you'll be able to kind of look, get your head upside down, look up on that bay and see if there's any more insulation above it. Clearly below it, it's not. Does this go down to a basement?
Well, it does go down. We're on a concrete slab. So when you say basement, and I also don't totally know the house yet, so I don't know exactly where it's going, but I know it's going down. I imagine it's reroutes back in towards the warmer, wall where it used to be that they just, they rerouted this, weird shape to get it to where we wanted the washer. But now it's exposed to the cold, I imagine it now goes back down to where it used to go, the original drain pipe, which is more inside the house.
You know, I don't think they cut a hole in your slab to do this. So they probably, they have to run it somewhere. I'd be interested in where it's running just that we're sure we're actually insulating the right section.
Okay.
You want to see if you can trace out where you think that drain is running, or if you can reach the contractor, ask them how they ran it, so that you're actually getting to the right place here, because you could tear this wall open and insulate behind it, and maybe it's freezing somewhere else.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
I would just replace that piece of drywall, take that out, insulate behind it, try to get, don't just put fiberglass behind it, because it'll get all squishy and won't really give you much. I would try to put like an isocyanurate, which is like the foam insulation, or like the dow board, the blue dow boards, that kind of thing. You're probably, unfortunately, going to have to buy an enormous piece to get what you need out of this. But maybe your home center will sell you some scraps and fill that cavity all the way down at the floor, all the way up as far as it goes, and then insulate the rest of it with some regular fiberglass and see what happens. You might even leave it, if you do it in the near future, you might even leave it open for a while to kind of test it and see what happens before you close it back up.
Right. Well, I really appreciate it. That makes a lot of sense what you're saying, so I'll give it a shot.
All right. Good luck with that project, Caesar.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Just ahead, snow thrower or snow blower. Now, if this was the 80s, both of them would be referring to Tom and I as we did the shoveling around the outside of the property. But, which one really is best for you? Not Tom or I. I'm talking about the snow blower or the snow thrower. Yet I digress here, guys. Stick around because we're going to talk about how you can choose the right snow removal option for your home this winter season next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With the cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th. Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at cascadetheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. There's a lot going on this time of year, including the Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas. But as Veterans Day approaches, we need to remember those who have served this country to preserve our freedoms. This Veterans Day, take time to say thank you to a veteran in our community. And remember, freedom isn't free.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. On a beautiful fall day, we hope it's a nice fall day in your neck of the woods. If you've got projects you're tackling, reach out to us for help. 888 Money Pit. Hey, how'd you like to win a whole workshop full of tools to take on fall fix up projects and more? Well, you can right now when you enter the Money Pit's fantastic fall fix up sweepstakes. You know why it's fantastic, Leslie? Because I got to choose the name, and I thought Fantastic Fall Fix-Up just kind of went together. That's why.
You just like to use all of the same letter and then make me read them. That's what happens.
Yeah, the hard
you guys,
ones.
He loves to put together these hard things and then make me feel like suffer and succotash.
Right. If we have a guest that has a really difficult name to pronounce, we make sure Leslie can.
I'm always
that.
The one. I don't know why. But all joking aside, we love the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes by Arrow because one of you lucky winners, this grand prize winner, is going to receive $750 worth of Arrow tools, and it includes the professional high-temp glue gun, which we love, and the cordless 5-in-1 electric staple gun, both fantastic prizes.
We've also got five runner-up winners who will receive the Arrow Holiday Light Helper Prize Pack worth about $100, some good tools in there as well. You're all going to get plenty of staples and glue sticks to get those fall projects started, and you can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. And one of the features of the Money Pit sweepstakes is that you get bonus entries. If you do things like click on links and follow our podcast and stuff like that, we actually bribe you with extra entries to the sweepstakes. So, hey, it works. Everybody enjoys it. Go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. We hope to see you there.
Heading out to California. Cindy, what is going on? How can we help you?
We have downgraded to a smaller home, and we bought this cute little house that has got this beautiful six-burner gas stove. And the people that built the house put the stove right next to a wooden cabinet, and I can't use somebody turned one burner on against the wall, and it caught the cabinet on fire. So I need to find out what I can put against that wall that will either allow me to use the burners on the stove or not be able to use them at all and just have it look pretty.
You know, Leslie, so many folks love to have those very large commercial-style stoves today, but there's a lot more to them than you think, because you have all of this additional power in terms of the burners, and also you need better venting, right? You can't use a typical vent. And in Cindy's case here, she's got a serious fire risk. So my thought is this. Tell me if you think this makes sense. First of all, I would get in touch with the manufacturer of the stove, because there will be a specification for installation that will give you step-by-step exactly what has to be done to make sure that the surfaces around this range are fire-resistant. You know, there are things that that we could suggest, but they may or may not work. You know, putting stainless steel, for example, on this side of the cabinet could help. But then again, it might just heat up and you could burn yourself on it. So I don't want to be able, I don't want to give you any specific advice about how to make the rest of the area that surrounds this fireproof, because I know it does exist. The manufacturers of these types of commercial ranges will have them. You really need to kind of take a step back and see how it should have been installed, and then decide how you can modify your existing kitchen to make it work.
All right. So when I was a kid, I was the person that did all the shoveling. I mean, basically, it was my older sister, then the middle sister, then me. If you had kids, they took care of the snow. It was amazing. Today, my kids will look at the snow and be like, "Yo, Mom, I don't know. It's a lot of snow out there." I'm like, "Oh, thanks." And then I go outside and deal with it. But these days, you know, I choose not to have to shovel. So having a snowblower really is a must. Now, if you're ready to pick up a machine before the winter sets in, because it's always hard to find one when you need one. So now is the time, guys. It's not always clear on what model is the best for your home situation.
Right. So first, let's clarify the difference between a snowblower and a snow thrower, because they're actually different machines. And it really has to do with the way they work. Now, snow removal machines come in several stages. So we have to start there. A single stage machine is called a thrower because that's what it does. It picks up snow and sends it out the chute in one motion or one stage. But a two stage or even a three stage machine, those are called snow blowers because they actually move the snow multiple times. First, the metal auger scoops up the snow and the ice. Then a high speed impeller throws it out through the discharge chute. And in between that, grinds it up so it all works perfectly.
So listen, guys, if you're kind of wondering which of these machines is best for your home, you got to consider some things. First, think about the area to be cleared, the amount of snow, and the surface you're clearing the snow from. Now, single-stage snow throwers, they're typically 19 to 22 inches wide. I mean, the width really, though, isn't as important as the height of the machines, which is limited. So the deeper the snowfall, the less effective this one's going to be. Also, you shouldn't use a single-stage snow thrower if you've got a gravel surface, unless, you know, you really want to hurl gravel through the snow thrower and break some windows. I mean, if that's what you're into, fine, but definitely not recommended.
Oops, sorry about the window. not a good way to make nice to
yeah.
But listen, if you're battling like 12-inch snow drifts, go with a two-stage snow blower instead. Or if you've got a lot of space to clear, like if you got a big double-wide driveway, go with the two-stage snowblower. It's also important to note that these run on gas. They'll need to be serviced from time to time. You can find electric versions, by the way, and some of these even run on batteries, but they're only good for very small areas with very little snow, like decks and steps, where a gas-powered machine just isn't going to fit.
Yeah, now, regardless of the type that you choose, safety is very important when you're using a snowblower. So think about it. You've got very powerful blades moving at super high speeds. So before it snows, think about clearing the driveway of any downed branches, toys, newspaper, you know, other stuff that kind of just gets left out there or, you know, is thrown out there in the middle of the night while you're sleeping. So just think about what's out there. Also, be sure to know the location of all landscaping light fixtures. Know that where their positions are along the driveway edge. You don't want to run these things over with the snowblower. And I mean, if you live in an area that gets super deep snow or you know one super snowfall is coming, get those little marker flags or dowels or something and just kind of drop one there so they'll stick up above the snowfall and kind of help guide you along.
And this is really important. Never, ever, ever clear a clogged impeller, clogged snowblower, or an auger with your hand. Don't do it. Not only should you turn the engine off, even when the engine's off, you need to use a wooden stick to dislodge that clog, because sometimes, even though the engine's off, the impeller is set to move forward. And once you lose that, once you loosen up the ice, it'll fly forward and it could definitely seriously injure you. So just don't do it.
Ooh, I grew up with a friend who, they were like one of the first to get a snowblower when we were growing up in the 80s. And he totally lost like four fingers doing this. So please be careful.
God.
Please be careful.
Oh.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, we're going to share a two-hour project that'll instantly increase your home's energy efficiency and comfort when the Money Pit returns.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler from The Money Pit with tips on new products for fall home projects. Start your cleanup with the Hot Wave Sprayer from Rheem. It provides continuous on-demand hot water right from the end of your garden hose and has 4 spray patterns. Stop cleaning and storing screens with Pella 250 series windows with hidden screen. The screen folds away when you don't need it, maximizing natural light and curb appeal. Save money while you stay warm with LG Multi-F heat pumps with LG Red technology. They operate down to minus 13 degrees outside, run quiet, and are easy to control with the LG ThinQ app. LL Flooring's new Era collection of engineered hardwood flooring features ultra-wide and ultra-long planks for a stylish, expansive feel. They're water-resistant and more impact-resistant than traditional oak. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we make good homes better.
Hey guys, guess what? If you can dream it, you totally can build it, and we can help you get it done. Join us on the Money Pit Podcast every Monday and every Thursday. And guess what? You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading out to Texas, where Howard's on the line with a retaining wall issue. What's going on?
I have one in my backyard with landscaping bricks that weigh about 25 pounds each. And the wall is leaning forward and beginning to fall over. I've been told it's because there's possibly water building up behind it and pushing that over.
So, Howard, I hear what's happening. That's not unusual. The reason it is happening and most likely is happening is because of water. What happens is water gets behind that kind of wall. And in the wintertime, it expands, or if you have a type of soil that expands, it pushes on that wall. So mortar management is really the key to keeping your retaining wall in good shape. You mentioned it's made of landscaping blocks. That's actually going to be your friend here, because what I'm going to tell you to do is disassemble this wall. Basically, take it apart and dig out behind it, because I want you to try to have at least 6 to 12 inches of stone behind that wall for its entire height. You kind of want to trench behind it, because that's going to allow the water to sort of fall and not expand into that landscaping block. And what I would also do when you rebuild this is I wouldn't ever make a retaining wall completely vertical. I'd always lean it into the hill just for this very reason, because if nothing else, if it moves a little bit, at least I'm not now teetering over. So you want to do this, especially with the landscaping blocks. It's easy to do because you're basically just sort of overlapping them in such a way as you sort of step in with each one a little bit to kind of give you a little bit of an angled wall when you're done. Now, I don't know how high this is. I'm going to assume it's not terribly high. If it's really high, then you may have some deeper structural issues. But if it's a typical retaining wall, it's 3 or 4 or 5 feet high, you should be able to address it in that fashion. Well, if you want to improve your home's insulation and feel comfortable all winter long, the attic in your home is definitely the place to start. But if you're a DIYer, it's also one of the easiest places to add insulation to improve comfort and maximize your energy efficiency.
Now, one way to do just that is by adding blown-in insulation. Now, typically, this loose type of insulation has got to be installed by a pro, but Owens Corning has a system called AttiCat, which actually enables DIYers to do this project themselves. Now, AttiCat expanding blown-in insulation is specifically designed to add attic insulation in new or existing homes. Now, you can always hire an independent pro to do the job for you, or you can go to Home Depot or Lowe's and rent an AttiCat blowing machine and easily do it yourself. Now, the machine is engineered specifically for insulating your attic. In fact, topping up your attic insulation with Owens Corning's AttiCat system can save you up to 20% in energy costs.
Now, the project can be done in as little as 2 hours. There's an easy chart to tell you how many bags are needed per square foot, and you just load up the machine with the AttiCat pink loose-filled fiberglass and blow the insulation right where it's needed. Now, here's a trick. You can even set up some rulers or yardsticks in the areas you want to insulate. This will help you guide the depth of the insulation so it's nice and even across the entire space.
And the best part about insulating your attic is that you feel the difference like immediately. It's the same as putting on a coat and a hat. I mean, that warmth is almost instant.
You can find AttiCat pink loose-filled fiberglass in any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot or Lowe's stores, or learn more at homedepot.com or lowes.com.
Patrice is on the line and has a question about adding some LED lighting to her bath. Welcome, Patrice.
I'm seeing a lot of LED lights on TikTok trending, and I think it looks really cool. I think it would make my bathroom look really cool. But I don't like the fact that you have to plug it into the wall, and I think that the cable is a little unsightly. Do you have any tips for covering up the wire or making, like, having the effect of an LED light in the bathroom without having to have an ugly wire hanging out of my ceiling?
You know, I get it. You don't want to see a lot of cords. You want to make sure things look clean. I mean, I think with LED lighting, you know, there's a lot of different options for things that are cordless, or a pro electrician can hide the cords. I mean, it really depends on the type of fixture that you're looking at to determine the best way to disguise that. If there are some cords or cabling that you do need to see, I always try to run it behind a piece of conduit or a piece of molding or some crown molding. It's kind of dependent on where that fixture is going. There are ways that you can hide it behind a piece of trim so that's not being pinched or compromised in any way, but it's totally hidden in a super decorative manner.
Yeah, the other option is there are a lot of LED lights out there now that run off batteries because they just don't use that much power. But then you'll have to be dealing with switching the lights on and off, and that's going to, you know, lose its value pretty soon. I think that would get you pretty bored. So I like your suggestion, Leslie. Great ways to hide those cords.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Now that it is officially chilly and fall time, like, are you wrapping up your gardens and your flower beds for the winter season? We're going to help one listener get their flower bed ready for spring next.
You live in a money pit.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Fertilize it. If you're going to compost, you can add the compost to it now at this point. And then I would cover everything with mulch. And then like Tom said, this is a great time of year to think about hardscaping. Are you adding a patio? Are you changing the border? Are you putting up a little fence around it? Are you adding anything new? Like, this is a really good time to kind of take a look at what you've got and get ready for the new season. I think this is all great. Congrats.
Yeah, in my neighborhood, when we put up a garden fence, it's got to be like 6 feet high. Otherwise, the deer just jump over it and have at it.
They do love your garden, Tom.
Absolutely.
All right, now Pam wants to know, is it possible to insulate the outside of a house to stop condensation on a basement wall? It seems to be mostly on the north wall and only happens where the concrete is above ground.
Totally expected, Pam. So first of all, it's happening on the north wall because that's the coldest wall. It's happening where the concrete's above ground because it's not insulated by the ground. And it's happening because you've got warm, moist air in your basement area that's basically resting or hitting the cold north wall. And then it's giving up, it's cooling and giving up its moisture. So that's where it's all kind of coming together. So what you need to do is you need to insulate that wall. I would insulate it on the inside. You can add, there are special types of basement wall insulations. Or you can use foam like dow board and put that on the basement wall, and that will stop that surface from being able to release its moisture. And by the way, probably a good idea to add a dehumidifier as well, because if you got that much humidity in the basement, getting that much water, it's probably damper than it needs to be.
All right, Pam, I hope that helps you out. And, you know, think about other ways you can keep your basement nice and warm. You can put down some area rugs. You can really make it cozy down there. So enjoy that basement space once you keep it from being chilly and wet.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy fall, everybody. You getting ready for Turkey Day? That's coming up very soon. Are you still taking on some projects around your house before it gets too chilly to do that? Hey, remember, whatever's going on in your Money Pit, we can help you turn it from house to home to castle, give you some tips and ideas to get started or get you out of a jam in the middle of it, and reach out to us anytime for those answers at 888 Money Pit or go to moneypit.com/ask. But for now, that's all the time we have. The show does continue online, though. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176, 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m., VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
The Russian pullout from Kherson has cast a further dampener on President Vladimir Putin's designs to take over large parts of Ukraine. However, despite the latest victory for the Ukrainian army, about 70% of the Kherson region still remains under Russian control. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, collapsed cryptocurrency trading firm FTX confirming there was unauthorized access to its accounts hours after the company filed for bankruptcy. More at townhall.com.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called and right away Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-990-6976.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
One man being credited with saving lives after a four-story building collapsed in northern France.
A resident of the building returned home at 3 a.m. after a night out when he saw cracks appearing in the structure. The man contacted emergency services, who evacuated the building at dawn, shortly before it collapsed. Firefighters say they rescued one person from the rubble with only light injuries. The search for any others possibly trapped in the rubble was continuing before an investigation begins into why the building collapsed. I'm Karen Chalas.
Kenya's deployment of nearly 1,000 troops for a new regional force has arrived in eastern Congo. However, there are questions about the $37 million cost for the first 6 months of the mission. A parliament committee report says the money will be spent on equipment, allowances, and operations for the more than 900 troops joining the East African Community Regional Force. More at townhall.com. Ohio Republican Governor Mike Wine says his election win this week was driven partly by the GOP push for school choice.
Governor DeWine tells the Salem Radio Network voters responded well to his party's efforts to give parents more options.
What we believe in is parents' rights. And we believe in giving, you know, parents choices.
By choices, DeWine notes, that doesn't always mean kids leaving the public schools.
That particularly in our rural areas and suburban areas, people like the schools and they like their public schools.
DeWine easily won re-election on Tuesday and says his Republican Party will continue to advocate for more educational freedom in Ohio. Bob Agner reporting.
In the beyond, NASA's given the green light to the launch of the Artemis 1 rocket and spacecraft at the Kennedy Space Center following last week's bout with Hurricane Nicole. Liftoff is slated for early Wednesday morning. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
remain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot, whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Kohler Power, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you. We are sort of your home improvement experts. We are your coach, your counselor. We are your home improvement therapist, and things are not going so well. And if you got problems or you got projects, or you got questions, well, reach out to us and we will do our best to help. The way you do that is by going to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button. It's pretty much on every page, and record your question, and then we will answer you the next time we produce our show. Or you could also call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, coming up on today's show, the number one building material in the world is concrete. But did you know the cement in concrete is actually a big contributor to CO2 emissions? Well, now there's a brand new product on the market that's coming out. It's called a carbon-eating concrete block. It's just weeks away from commercial use. We're going to share the details on this big step forward toward creating truly green buildings.
And also ahead, do you have a chilly room or maybe two in the house that just doesn't seem to ever feel that comfortable? Well, we're going to share a new technology in space heaters that can make that discomfort disappear. And it looks pretty darn good, too.
And speaking of being chilly out, you know who doesn't want to be outside? Stink bugs. They're coming in now in big numbers. This is the season when they really invade our space looking for warmth. So we're going to share a very sweet way to stop them from getting in, as well as a stink-free way to get rid of them if they've already joined your nest.
And they look so weird and prehistoric.
They
do. So strange. It's like those and cave crickets, weird bugs that stuck around. How odd. But first, guys, what are you working on this chilly fall weekend? Let us help you make your Money Pit the best home ever. So give us a call. Reach out however which way you like with all of your questions so we can lend a hand.
And if you do, we've got a handy set of Arrow 5-in-1 staple guns to give away to one caller drawn at random. So let's get to it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Brian in Delaware is on the line looking for a water softening solution. Tell us what's going on.
I have hard water in my house. I need a conditioning system. I don't know a ton about them. I know there's a salt-based systems that have been around forever, and then you research some ionized-type systems. I'm not sure which one is the best route to go.
So if you've got hard water, that's really tough to live with because it's not good on your clothes. It doesn't feel good on your skin. It always feels like you came out of a saltwater bath when you take a shower.
And you can't get the soap off of yourself.
Right.
It's terrible.
Yeah, shampoo and soap, it doesn't suds up, right? So you're right. You are going to need a water softener. And there are two types generally, a salt-type water softener, which is traditional and it's been around for a long time and it works really, really well. Basically, the way a salt-based system works is it uses sodium to reduce the mineral concentrations, and in particular, it gets rid of the calcium and the magnesium that is what could damage your plumbing system or your boiler or your skin or your hair. It's also really bad when you have a tankless system because the tankless tubes are really, really small, and they can get caked up with the hard water. So salt-based systems are good. They're tried and true. There's a misconception that using a salt-based water softener adds sodium to your drinking water. It really doesn't. It's a chemistry thing. Just take my word for it. It doesn't do that. The other option, of course, is salt-free. What that really does is it crystallizes. It doesn't remove those minerals. It crystallizes them so that theoretically they won't be embedded into the water. The best way to think about it is, if you know when you have magnets and you try to touch the positive side against the positive side of another one, it bounces it away. That's kind of what it does. It charges the hard water particles and causes them to repel each other. So you don't have that persistent feeling of the hard water in the water. But in terms of the entire house, generally I would use those if I had maybe a smaller house. But if I had a whole home and I was dealing with this, I would definitely use a salt-based system. So I think that's the best solution.
Heading over to Alabama, where we've got Linda on the line. How can we help you today?
A couple of years ago, we stained our porch with some, it was a dark stain. We had etched it before, and then we put a polyurethane on top. Now, part of this porch is not under cover, but the majority of it is. Well, the stuff is peeling off, looks terrible. So what we want to do is get this mess off and maybe use some cement paint, just paint it with cement paint.
So I've got some other suggestions for you that would be much more attractive than paint. There's a manufacturer that makes products for covering concrete that look like stone because they actually have stone built into them, and they're absolutely beautiful. They have a terrazzo version of it. They have a product called roller rock. They have a product called spread rock. I would take a look at DaichCoatings.com. It's DaichCoatings, DaichCoatings.com. These products work really, really well. We're getting great feedback on them, especially this terrazzo product, which is just gorgeous. You could apply this terrazzo product literally in an afternoon and be ready to walk on it the next day. And it's going to look a heck of a lot better than paint, and it really stands up.
Okay. Now, what do you do to prepare for that?
There's going to be instructions with all of these products. But basically, you have to get off the loose paint that's there. Whatever the material is that you put before, if it's binding, if it's stuck in there and not coming off, then it's fine. But if it's loose and flaky, all the loose stuff has to come off. And there's also some products that they offer that you can use to clean those surfaces and etch them surfaces before you actually apply the products. But follow the instructions. Again, go to DaichCoatings.com. Check them out. We've worked with these guys for many years. They're really, really good at this stuff. And I think you'll be surprised with all the options you have.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Okay. Thank you.
Randy in Missouri's on the line. Now, Randy, you've got some questions about a new metal roof. All right. What's going on over there?
Yeah, I had a metal roof put on. A few years ago, my wife and I decided to go with the metal roof.
Okay.
The contractors came, and the first thing he wanted to do is take out the two whirly birds on top of my roof.
Okay.
Does that sound, I guess you know what that means.
I know what it is, yeah. It's a vent, and it was the right thing to do.
He covers up the two holes with the whirly birds, and now I have nothing. There's no ventilation to the top at all. My two outside vents.
Yep.
That were there when I built the house. Is that safe, or is that?
So you're talking about the gable vents at the ends of the building?
Right, yes.
That's what you have now? Yeah. So, look, first of all, I will tell you that what you're calling that whirly bird, that vent that, like, spins on top of the roof, is the least efficient, least effective vent you could have possibly have had. So I wouldn't think twice about covering those up, period, because they really just don't do that much. Now, if your attic is really hot in the summer and really cold in the winter, it might be that you need additional venting. Now that you have a metal roof, I would have told you to put in a ridge vent down the peak of that roof, but the fact that you don't have one now is not kind of a deal breaker. Just make sure that if you don't have it, that you add this, and that's soffit vents at the overhang, where the roof overhangs the exterior wall, because you want to let air in low and then exhaust it out high.
I think I do have some of that soffit has holes in it.
Yep, with holes in it, yes.
But the insulation runs right up to it.
Right. So the solution there, Randy, is something called an insulation baffle. It's kind of like a cardboard sleeve or a foam sleeve, and it's designed to be pressed underneath the roof sheathing right up against that exterior wall frame. So it sort of pushes the insulation down, squishes it on purpose right where those vents are, and this way the ventilation can get past that insulation and work its way up into the roof. Because the air that blows across, the wind blows across your house, and it blows in those soffit vents, and then we'll go up into that attic space and exit at those gable vents that you have on the end. So I don't think you lost any efficiency taking out those whirly bird vents. I only suggest that you install these baffles to make sure that your soffit vents have the access that they need to do the job.
Okay. Well, that answered my questions.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next, the world's first carbon-eating concrete blocks are just weeks away from commercial use. We're going to share the news when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. Five runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes.
Inflation is surging, and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house.
Whatever you are working on, reach out so we can lend a hand. Plus, we're maybe going to give away an awesome prize to you. That's right. This hour, one lucky Money Pit listener is going to get a set of 2 Arrow 5-in-1 manual staple and nail guns. And you can keep one and give the other one away as a gift. I mean, this is like re-gifting at its finest, you guys. It's like,
but it's not re-gifting like the worst gift you got.
Right.
It's like re-gifting the cool stuff, the good stuff. Right.
No, it's like the best. I mean, I guess you could always keep 2 for yourself,
you could.
But you don't need to.
Well, you would. I know you. When you're holiday decorating, you could use 2 guns, so to speak.
Yep, double-handed. That's right. I'm totally at it. I mean, they're really awesome. The T501 is such a great multi-purpose tool. I mean, for a ton of projects like crafting, wire stapling, light carpentry, all the perfect holiday stuff. So definitely reach out with a question, guys, and get a great gift for yourself and a perfect one for your buddies.
They're worth $86 going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
We've got Ann in Texas on the line with a question about a countertop. Tell us what's going on.
I wondered if my countertop, if I could they have a leather look to them, and I would like to have them smoothed down. Is that something that can be done since they're already installed, or do I have to change them out?
Anne, I mean, if this is a leathered look granite, which is, you know, a very specific finish to give it that sort of rippled texture, I mean, I don't think it actually looks like leather. It just looks like it has, you know, a very matte sheen and a lot of texture to it. I don't think you can smooth that down at all, especially if it's installed. I mean, this is something that would have to go through extensive machinery to be smoothed and resurfaced completely, right, Tom?
It'd probably be cheaper to replace it completely than it would be to smooth out what you have.
Yeah.
I mean, if it turns out that it's not granite, you just have like a leather pattern to say a laminate, there are great countertop finishing kits out there that use real stone. Like there's one called Spreadstone, which is a countertop kit that when you apply it, it takes about a weekend, and it gives you a good-looking top. It's heat-resistant. It's water-resistant. But, again, you can only use it on a laminate. If this is granite and it has that textured rough pattern, then, no, you cannot definitely smooth it out. So wish we had better news for you, but that's the situation, Ann. Good luck with that project.
Tom in New Jersey's on the line and has a question about return on investments when it comes to projects. And it's not you, Tom. We actually have a Tom. What's going on?
I hear you talking about return on investment when it comes to renovations. And, for example, if you say a big bathroom has a 50% return on investment for a renovation, I assume that means that if you sell your home, you're going to get back 50% of what you put into that extra on that bathroom. In other words, different than like in the world of finance, where if someone says you're getting a 50% return on investment, you would get back the full capital that you put up front plus another 50%. So I don't know, is the definition different when talking about renovation budget?
That's a really excellent question, Tom. And yeah, what it means is kind of how you first described it. In other words, if we say that a bathroom gives you a 50% return on your investment, actually it's higher, but let's say for argument's sake, it's 50%. That means if you sell your home, and if you sell your home within a pretty short period of time, by the way, and the National Association of Realtors started this cost versus value survey idea a while ago with Remodeling Magazine. And that's kind of how they determined. They said, well, you know, if I put $10,000 into a bathroom and then I sell my house in a year, I will technically be able to charge $5,000 more than if I hadn't put the 10 grand in. So that's what they mean by return on investment when it comes to remodeling. But generally speaking, we have these numbers so that they could be compared relatively to each other. In other words, sometimes people think that everything, every dime they put into a house is going to give them a good ROI. But I have sad news, Leslie. The man caves, they don't really give you much of an ROI. The bathrooms, yeah, definitely.
But they bring happiness. Doesn't that matter for something?
I think so. I think it definitely does. Well, you know, I read a lot of stuff from the industry, and I actually saw a post in a publication called Interesting Engineering, which I agree was very interesting because it was about how the world's first carbon-eating concrete blocks are now weeks away from commercial use. Check this out. The company behind them is called Carbicrete, and there sounds like a diet, doesn't it? Like a no-carb. Carbicrete. And they're producing an alternative concrete that absorbs carbon dioxide instead of releasing it into the atmosphere. Now, these blocks use a cement-free process, and that's actually going to help remove 330 pounds of carbon dioxide for every ton of concrete produced. That's a lot.
I mean, that's really a lot. How cool is this? Now, the blocks are up to 30% stronger than conventional cement-based blocks, and the carbon tech company is set to increase manufacturing to 25,000 units per day. So, I mean, they've got really big goals to get this green building, like, underway quickly and effectively. I mean, concrete truly is the most widely made construction product on the planet. It's used for foundations for homes, commercial buildings, bridges, the roads that you see around us. So it's pretty awesome. I mean, even the curbs that you see under your feet, I mean, it's an essential construction material. So to keep it super green is outstanding.
Here's something I didn't know. Interesting Engineering also points out that a key ingredient in concrete has always been cement, the production of which accounts for around 8% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. Now, the cement sector produces more than 30 billion tons of concrete each year, so turning all that into a carbon dioxide-eating concrete machine can definitely have a very positive effect on the environment. I love stuff like this. Even when you think nothing can change with concrete, here we go with Carbicrete. making it possible for our foundations and our roads and our sidewalks to all be greenhouse gas emission free.
Pete in Ohio's online has a question about tankless water heaters. How can we help?
I am getting ready to replace a current water heater and was curious about your thoughts on a tankless water heater. I seem to be getting a lot of different opinions about whether they're worth it, whether they're reliable, you know, if they're mechanically sound, those kinds of things. So just curious what your thoughts are on it and if you would recommend a particular type of tankless heater or brand or even things to look for. I do have gas heat.
Well, Pete, I would say that you have little to be concerned about the technology behind not only tankless water heaters, but frankly, tankless boilers as well. I mean, in my home, about a year or so ago now, we replaced an old boiler that used to provide our hot water and our heat for our old cast iron radiators with something called a combi unit. Now, we used a Weil McLean, Weil-McLean unit. That was the manufacturer. And that's a brand that's been around forever. I knew it very well from my years as a home inspector. And in my case, we get both domestic hot water and the water that heats our home through the radiators out of the same unit, which, by the way, is about the size of a kitchen cabinet. I mean a small kitchen cabinet. It's amazing how much technology has changed the size and the shape of these things. So I think that if you are ready to replace your water heater now, if you have hot air heat, of course, you don't need the boiler side of it. You could just use a tankless water heater. You will find that technology is very, very dependable right now. It is incredibly affordable in terms of what those costs used to be when they first came out. And the efficiency is really through the roof. And in fact, in a lot of states, you may find that there are rebates available. So I would ask your heating companies about the available rebates. When we bought our boiler, there were actually two rebates, and I think they totaled roughly around $1,500 altogether, which was about roughly about 25%, 20-25% of the cost of the whole project. So, I mean, it was a pretty big discount that we were able to enjoy as well. And, in fact, I just got my gas bill. Of course, it's winter now. And my gas bill for last month was $28. So, I mean, I'm sure it was probably $128 or more than that before we did the system. So really happy with technology, and I would definitely recommend it.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, guys, do you have a chilly room or two in your house that just never seems to feel that comfortable? Well, we're going to share a new technology in space heating that can make that discomfort disappear next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. We are here to take your to-dos and have you help you move them over to the done list. If you got questions, reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
It's the fall season, you guys, so you're probably working on a bunch of projects around your Money Pit, and maybe you're thinking, boy, I wish I had some more tools, maybe even a workshop full of them. Well, guess what, you guys? You can enter the Money Pit Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. Get this, one grand prize winner is going to receive $750, woo, worth of Arrow tools, and it includes the T50 heavy-duty staple gun and the pneumatic brad nailer.
There's also going to be five runner-up winners who will receive the Arrow Holiday Light Helper prize pack. Basically, $100 worth of tools. You can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, and you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. Just go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Donna in Tyler, Texas is on the line, has some questions about windows. Tell us what's going on.
We have double pane windows that we've replaced our old wooden windows with about 20, 25 years ago, and now I have some that don't close, and I have one that I can't open, that the mechanism in the side of the window broke, and I didn't know if there was any hope for repairing them or fixing them, or if I just need to get new windows.
Well, I mean, really, Donna, 20 to 25 years, Leslie, I feel like she got a lot out of those windows. I mean, that's a,
I mean,
that's
for
a
sure.
pretty good life, right, for windows. And certainly you may be able to repair some of the mechanism if you can locate the parts, but it frankly might just be better to replace those windows, especially because windows today have become less expensive and they've become more efficient. And if you go with replacement windows where you're only really replacing the operable part of the sash, the part that slides up and slides down, and you leave the old sash in place, they're really pretty affordable and easy to install because you basically order them to fit inside that space, and they can be installed in a really quick, I mean, I could do a window like that inside of an hour easily. So they're not that difficult to replace these days, and especially if you have bad seals, because the seal, it would definitely not be worth at all taking out the window that has the bad seal and having the seals replaced. That would be much more expensive than getting a new window. So I think you ought to be happy with the 25 years you got of that window and think about replacing them. And you know what? If you want to approach this in a way that kind of keeps the costs in check, I would think about whether or not I was more concerned about my heating bills or my air conditioning bills. If it was the air conditioning bills, then I would do the south side of the house first, followed by the west. And if it was the heating bills, I would do the north side of the house first, followed by the east. You don't have to do the whole house at once. You can do them one or two sides at a time. Well, everyone has a chilly room or two that never quite gets as comfortable as you'd like it to be. The folks at Eden Pure have a solution, and they recently sent it to Leslie and I. It's a new space heater they designed, and I got to say, I was really impressed by this thing.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's called the Gen 40 heater, and it works by combining infrared heat and convective heat to warm a room. And I got to say, it looks really great. Now, these two technologies work together, and they heat those chilly areas of your home better than conventional space heaters. The unit's got a fan that oscillates, which circulates the heat that covers the entire space.
Yeah, now traditional heating technology lets heat collect at the ceiling. That means that your floors in your home have a temperature that's usually 7 to 10 degrees colder. But the Gen 40 heater is designed to heat a room evenly wall to wall and floor to ceiling literally, so there are no more cold spots in your space.
Yeah, and it's also completely safe around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements that can be touched, and it also has multiple safety shutoffs to help prevent a fire. Now, you can use the Gen 40 all year long, too, because it has a fan-only function that's going to keep you cool in the summertime and then help you reduce your air conditioning bill.
Now, heating costs are expected to go up this winter, but the Gen 40 heater is guaranteed to start saving you money on your heating bill literally as soon as you turn it on. Check out the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater at EdenPureDeals.com. And right now, Money Pit listeners can get an additional $50 off the sale price, the lowest sale price, by using our discount code MoneyPit50. Let me tell you what a great deal that is, because the retail price on this is $447. It's on sale for $247, and you get another $50 off, so you'll be paying $197 for a $447 heater. That's the kind of deal you can only get on the Money Pit. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the discount code MoneyPit50. MoneyPit50.
Heading out to Massachusetts, we've got Bob on the line who needs some help updating his heating system. What's going on besides being chilly, I'm assuming?
Would it be cheaper at all to run natural gas versus number two fuel oil? I want your professional opinion.
So, Bob, I think that switching from oil to gas is a smart thing to do. Oil prices certainly continue to go up. I think gas is potentially more efficient, and especially since you are going to be replacing your boilers. The new boilers today that run on gas are really, really efficient. In fact, they're so efficient there's a lot of rebates out there that are available. So I would not have any hesitation about making that switch to gas. If you don't have a gas line to your home yet, generally when you are installing a heating system or a large appliance like that, at least in our part of the country, the gas companies here will run the line into your house, set the meter up at no cost because you're going to become a customer of theirs. So I think that you would be well served by putting in natural gas. And you'll find also that a lot of the boilers today are what's called condensing boilers, which are the most efficient. In fact, I have a condensing boiler in my house, and it's so efficient, I no longer need a metal vent pipe. All of the exhaust gas from my system goes out of a plastic pipe and doesn't even have to go up the chimney. It goes out the side of the house so that I never have to deal with the issue of cleaning anything anymore once it's done this way. So I think a condensing boiler, a gas-fired boiler, would be a good choice.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, whatever you are working on, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, everybody. They're creepy. They're smelly. They're prehistoric. Stink bugs. That's what we're talking about. And they're on their way to you. They're looking for shelters as temperatures outside cool down. Now, there are steps that you can take to keep them out of your home. We'll tell you more about that after this.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from EdenPure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the EdenPure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit MONEYPIT.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. 5 runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes.
Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment, and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. LuxRock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coating partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this lovely autumn weekend? Are you getting ready for the holidays and maybe all the family that's coming over and you're just looking around the house and thinking, oh, it's not working for me? Give us a call. Let us know what you were working on. But even better, check out the Money Pit podcast because we can help you with all kinds of projects. And you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. And even better, it's completely free. So download yours at moneypit.com/podcast. James in Oregon's on the line has a question about pocket doors. What's going on at your Money Pit?
The wife and I had a house built 20 years ago. She designed the house, and we had it built. And we had a small mistake. We've got two of the sliding pocket doors on one of our bathrooms, and the pocket doors are beginning to act like they want to hang up. I don't know whether it's a lubrication problem or a mechanical malfunction or maybe just parts wearing out.
You know, James, I feel like a lot of people love the look of barn doors these days, which is basically like a pocket door for the outside of the wall. But barn doors, I feel like, take up a tremendous amount of space because you lose the other section of the wall that once you close the door that, you know, would have been open to do other things. Pocket doors are great, but I mean, you have to have the space internally in that wall cavity for it. It can't be a load-bearing wall. If it is, you've got to sort of restructure everything. But for the right style house, a pocket door is beautiful.
Yeah, and it sounds like I love the fact that you designed the house for pocket doors because they're a lot harder to put in when it's a retrofit because, as you said, Leslie, you've got to double the size of the header, essentially, because you have to be able to carry the load for twice the width of the door. Now, in terms of the wear and tear on this, of course I would try the easy stuff first, right? I mean, I would certainly use like a white lithium grease on the rollers that control this because it may just be that it just needs to be lubricated. But after all these years, if it's starting to fail, usually what you can do to repair this is you need to take the trim off from the outside. And there's usually on one side of the pocket door because you don't have a full jam on the side that's open where it slides into. You have kind of a jam. It's like maybe if it's a 2x4 wall, you might have like an inch and a half, then an inch and a half in the space where the door slides in and out. Typically, if you just take off the jam on that operable side of the door, you can completely lift that door out of the wall and replace the hardware. And if you have to do any more wall surgery than that, you know, just plan for that because you can fix it back up again. You can use a slightly wider trim, for example, but you need to look at how it was put in the first place and figure out how to disassemble it. You know, the most important part of that project is with many of my projects, Leslie, I call it sit and stare. Just stare at the thing for a while, try to figure out how it was put together. And then all of a sudden, an idea pops in my brain. Okay, I know what I'm going to do, you know, and you figure it out. But I would do the easy stuff first before you start trying to disassemble the jam. Well, they're pretty darn creepy to look at, and they aren't any better on the nose. Stink bugs is what we're talking about. They are pests that emit a distinct odor for protection against predators.
Yeah, now they're harmless, but that doesn't mean you want them and their smell around your house. So now is the time of year that you're going to see those stink bugs. They come in because it's chilly out. They're looking to your house for shelter and warmth. So take a few steps now that you can use to keep them out of there.
Now, first thing to do is to seal all cracks and crevices in and around your house. And as an extra measure, install weather stripping under interior doors as well.
Now, protect your vents in your attic spaces and even the crawl spaces with screening. And you also want to make sure that all the screens on your windows are in good shape. Also, store any outdoor chopped firewood on a rack away from your home's exterior walls. And remove any boards, boxes, and really any other possible stink bug hideouts from your yard and garden.
And finally, here's a tip for cleaning up stink bugs. Don't smash them. Vacuum. If you crush them, you're going to get that stink all over you in the house. But if you vacuum, they will just dry out and go away. So always vacuum them when you see them in your house.
Gail in St. Simons Island, Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today? Something about acorns?
We've just moved into a new house, and we have a lovely concrete drive that is underneath a lot of live oak trees that are now dropping all their nuts. And the acorns are putting stains all over my concrete. I'm wondering if I should stain this concrete brown.
Well, listen, I think those beautiful oak trees are part of the beauty of living on St. Simon's Island, which is a gorgeous place. Now, I can sympathize with your thought that, hey, why don't I just restain the driveway to match the color of the acorn stains? That is one way to do it for sure. But then again, that stain is going to fade over time, and, you know, then you'll have stains and a driveway that has to be stained at the same time. So what I would suggest is that you just take on the maintenance that this is going to require. It's not difficult. You just need some oxygenated bleach, or you could mix up your own bleach. I would do about maybe like a cup of bleach to about a gallon of water, pretty strong bleach solution. And then when you will put that down, you let it sit for a while, and then you can scrub it off with like a floor brush. You will find that those stains will come up if you stay on top of that way. I would be cautious about using a pressure washer. It's always an option. But if you want to put down a solution first of the bleach and then pressure wash it. You could do that, but do not use too much pressure, because concrete, as hard as we all think it is, it's like butter to a pressure washer, and a pressure washer will actually wear away the surface of it, and you'll see indentations from where you ran the pressure washer over it. But it's a pretty common problem. You're just going to have to stay on top of it by using a cleaner. So like I said, oxygenated bleach. There are driveway cleaning products that are formulated for this. They're very similar to the deck and house cleaning products that are similar for these sorts of stains. And if you stay on top of it, it won't be terribly bad.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, guys, if you're only using your microwave to heat up leftovers, you're kind of missing out on some other super handy uses. So we're going to let you in on a few next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready, or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Reach out to us with your questions by going to moneypit.com/ask. Justin reached out and says he just bought a new range. Sounds like he wants to paint it, huh?
Yeah, it sure does. He says, I just bought a new range, and now my other kitchen appliances are looking a little tired, even though they've got plenty of use left in them. Is it possible to paint major appliances? I mean, that's kind of a maybe, right?
Well, you can, for the most part. It's not an easy project. First of all, you have to take off all the handles and stuff that's outside of that surface. Be careful to mask off anything that you wouldn't want the paint to get into, like the gas jets and that sort of thing. And the type of paint you use should be epoxy appliance paint. Now, it's available in the spray cans in some very basic colors, like I'm thinking probably just white and black. But I've used it, and I like the epoxy paint. And here's how I determine if it's really good paint, Leslie, if it takes a long time to dry. And that's what that stuff does. It takes a good day to dry, but once it does, it settles in perfectly, and it looks like a professionally applied finish. So, yes, you can paint appliances. It's just a bit of work, especially on the prep side, to get ready to do it.
Yeah, Justin, I mean, Tom's right. Prep really is key here. If you take the time in the beginning to do all of the prep in the proper order and thoroughly as you're supposed to, then once you apply the paint, it's really going to apply beautifully and stick, and you'll be thrilled.
Well, if you're only using your microwave to heat up leftovers, you might be missing out on some other very handy uses. Leslie has tips for more in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what do you got?
Yeah, so, you know, your microwave, it really is a handy-dandy appliance. You can heat up leftovers, and you can heat up leftovers, and you can pop popcorn. But also, you can do a lot of other things. So a lot of people don't realize that you can disinfect your kitchen sponges and get rid of that funky smell that they get after you've been using them a while in the microwave. You just soak those sponges in water and vinegar mix and then zap them for a minute. I will tell you, they come out super duper duper hot. And that doesn't mean you can use the sponge for like a year now, but you can get a couple of extra days, weeks out of it. Okay, guys? So don't be gross. Replace that sponge eventually. Now, you can also do the same with a cutting board. If you rub a little lemon juice on it, heat it for a minute, then you can totally say goodbye to all of those like gross raw poultry germs that may have been lurking around. If you go to get honey out of the cabinet, for example, and it's kind of crystallized and solid, you can bring it back to life if you can set your microwave on a medium setting for about 30 seconds. Now, you love baked potatoes? I love baked potatoes, but sometimes they take forever to bake in the oven. So you can actually take your potato, even if you're bell peppers, if this is a great tip if you want to put a bell pepper on a grill, or maybe if you're even grilling the potato, go ahead, put all your veggies that you want to put on the grill in the microwave, set it for about 2 minutes, use oven mitts to take it out. Then you can go ahead and either grill that potato and the peppers, or, you know, put the potato in the oven for the remainder of the time. And here's another great tip for the microwave. You can use it to warm up citrus fruits. Now, not only is this going to help that fruit release the juice when you're using them in a recipe, but it also helps release the oils in the skin for zesting or even flushing out pleasant scents when you're just displaying that citrus fruit in a pretty bowl on the counter. It kind of makes it a nice air freshener, too. So lots of things that I bet you are not using the microwave for. I will tell you, Henry, my oldest son, do not melt chocolate in a plastic bowl in the microwave for 8 minutes. You don't want another microwave fire. We get fire. But that is not a good use.
That didn't go
Everything
well.
Else, yeah. Great.
How many weeks did you smell melted plastic for?
It was a little while. I almost just went and bought a new microwave, and then I was like, I kept windows open for ages and ages and ages.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk fireplaces. They are great for ambiance and for cutting home heating bills, but they also account for almost half of all home heating fires. We'll share some tips on how to make sure your fireplace is both toasty and safe on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.